should be okay.
Okay. So when we last left our heroes, we were finishing up the sugya of Makif and Nika, and we had a Hakira in Ayin. Showed me in the Mishnah that there's a Shmuel. Was that what you showed me?
Oh, granat.
What, the granat? Okay, we'll get to the granat. Okay, hopefully they mix it all up. Doesn't matter. Anyway, we have this Hakira as to what the basic Mechayev here, why the Nikah has to pay, and one possibly is Zen and Zen Chaser, which is shot in the Martin Bavakama, which may or may not be the same thing. We find out as a big Hakira in Mamadziah in Yorin Tokstoy Chaber Minitao Shalom Rishos, or it could be that it's a separate Mechayev Yorin Tokstoy Chabero, which would explain, according to Dan Tosfos and many others, that there's no Chiyav Zenene when you didn't do anything. Here he didn't do anything. Okay, it's not, it's Chiyav Yoratov Stechavir. It's also when you didn't do anything. Or maybe it's a special Dan Shchein, in which the Chiddush, we saw all these Shitas explicitly when it comes to the issue of Gilui Das, the Nikach. And then we said, even if you're not working through Amad Nikach Gilui Das, you're working through Amad Makef, a natural Machayim, you could still say the same three-way Hakira, even though we don't have names explicitly affiliated with each of these sides. We said it could be that the the nafkamina is how much you pay. Maybe that ties into how much you pay here. I looked at that Masechta, they quoted the from the Chiddush of Shmuel Rutovsky. I looked it up from Shmuel Rutovsky, never believe what you're saying in the Masechta. You always have to look it up inside. Who said that that's really the machlok between Rav Huna and Chiyah Barav. And then he wanted to say, what I mentioned to Dobie last time, that the Gemara in Bava Kamma is going to Chiyah Barav, which anyway matches the Bais Emor, which only within Chiyah Barav. And he wanted to say that's the machlok between Chiyah Barav and Rav Huna. Focus.
Rav Bednarz, the camera doesn't, we don't see the top of the board. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, we wanted to say that perhaps the nafkamina of the Chakira, maybe a nafkamina is the Shir HaTashlumen. And here we have Shmuel Rozovsky says that perhaps you could say that Rav Huna, who says Lafima Shagadar, that works with Yorid the Tokstei Chavero, who pays the full price, you know, in accordance with the general standards. If it's Rishos, at least the full price. Well, Yabarav, who says to me, come and bezol, what's come and bezol? Come and bezol is how much you man at? Okay, how much you man at? Come and bezol is very, very reminds us of the beginning of the sugya of Zenem Zechaser, Zenem Zechaser in Baba Kama, which had a case of Zenem Zechaser, my animal eats your stuff in Rishas Arabis, so there's no few shame, and you pay for one day to make sore and bezol. This is me then, Zenene, Zechaser. He doesn't relate to the day of Agar Netira. It could be the day of Agar Netira is also Zen and Zechaser, even in the Sugya Zen and Zechaser, in the opening of that Sugya is about locust. When my animal eats your stuff, again, Rosh Hashanah Rabbos, no fear of shame. Whether I paid Dimei Amir or Dimei Sarmazol, two levels of measuring Hana'ah. Meaning the minimal Hana'ah, or what would have been a worthwhile Hana'ah if I could have had it? Maybe you're also the minimal Hana'ah. And so you could also say that. Agar Netira could also be because of Zenene. Is that Chaser? And this is Rishmuel and a few other modern day Rosh Hashivas I noticed, and that might tie into the Machlokas in Bava Kamma. Right, whether it is Mandamar Dmei Amir or Dmei Sorim Bezol, there are two different ways of measuring Zenene and Chaser. This could work very well for.
The new Wi-Fi doesn't look so good.
To me, if you had found them on sale and it had worked out, that's also a measuring hana. Okay, that's theoretically could also said this midin Shchinim, but he doesn't go there. Well, most echron don't go to Shchinim. Some of them do. We will see that it could very well be, and then we'll segue into the Rambam soon. That maybe there's Svei Dinim in terms of this stuff here. We're not saying Svei Dinim, we're saying it's Machlok Svei Rav Huna or Kibra Rav. There are many ways to explain this. We also had the board last time. But who did I say this was? Rav Shmuel? I don't know. So what did the Granav say?
No, that's exactly what said.
The Granav for the Rambam. Okay, so I'm going to get to that also. Fine. This for Shmuel, but again, I'm not so holding, but the
Mr. Shmuel.
But even that was small. Meaning it's, I don't say the Kanab is always reminiscent of the Misar was always since I never said Husser. Agar Nitir is reminiscent of something less than that Sugya. And why you pay the full price, that's reminiscent of the Sugya or the Tosne Chavero, where it says, Kid Minago Sahir, which is a full price. Or a Fel Hashem, beginning mercy. And that's all I'm going to ask. Or Shchenen, that's not him. Okay, it's my turn. There could be a Tzvei Dinim. We mentioned this last time a little. How could there be a Tzvei Dinim? So I have actually three possibilities, but one of them will have to wait. I'm going to go up to possibilities. Number one is, right, could it be that there are Shnei Dinim? Yeah, they have to be different cases. So the obvious two different cases that comes up again and again, Amad Makif and Amad Nikav. Maybe Amad Makif and Amad Nikav are two different Dinim. Okay, we already had that a little on the board. Maybe you could say that. Why would you say there are two different dina? There has to be enough community to make it say dina, right? There's a thing about looks Achron, and I couldn't find any Achra when the Rambam says, if Amad Makif, you're Chayav, and likewise, if Amad Nikaf, you're Chayav, because he was Megala Dato. Does that prove it's say dina or not? Okay. I also saw in the Sefti quote 100 Achron of say it's dina, 100 Achron. It's not, I would say it isn't. They can't prove it, but you go, where do we see the Yad Rama and many others say here that even Chayav Arav admits that if Amad Nikaf, you pay with Mimasha Gadar. Right, for Avuna, everyone pays with Mimasha Gadar. And that's how we paskin, right? We paskin, seemingly, that's what almost everyone's about to say, that halach from Yossi, Damar Mama Gadar, sorry, Yubis, and Gadar, Mamsa Kol, Loshna Amad Nikaf, Loshna Amad Makif. Right, but Chiyah Barav says the Yad Rama, he's not the only one. The Yad Rama says it very explicitly. Says Chiyah Barav Lefi Yad Rama and others. What does he say? Amad Makif pays Mekana Bezol. Amad Mika pays Lefi Masha Gadar. Right? He built stone walls on all four sides. I paid Mekana Bezol. 100 shekel. He built stone walls on three sides, and I built on the fourth side. All of a sudden, I pay him 1,000 shekel. What's the difference? Right? Obviously, the difference is there are two different achayim. One is based on the fact he was Mahanami. The other is based on the fact that Yuli Das. Obviously, we're saying that Yuli Das is a different machayim than the plain Hana. What could the difference seem to be the Yuli Das and the plain Hana? The most obvious way to be mindful is that Yuli Das makes it what we call sada hasuya mita, something that needs to be done. When you work for me enough, something that needs to be done, I have to pay you the full price. Right? So this might be within Yorid, the sada hasuya mita. After all, if I'm a galad das, remember we saw that one of the shots of in galad das is that it turns it into a sada hasuya mita, right? Okay, we associate that with the Meiri, he says it becomes like my shlichus. So, you pay the minimum or not to make up the soul. Just like over there, it's may over, it's may sar mazal. Once I'm a nikah and a gil and milsa that I want you to do, and you're my shlich and you're my poel, well, of course I pay you the full price. That might also tie into, remember we had, according to all the different, right, the remember the girsa when I said, how can you forget when I said Rashba instead of Ben Yonah, which I did in order to test you how well your hachana was and you all failed. But the our girsa of the Gemara has within our girsa of the Gemara has within the Gaonim, our printed girsa of the Gaonim's girsa has that if Amad Nikah, then you pay all four. Amad Makif, you only pay for the fourth wall. And likewise, we pointed out that Tosos had within Rashi's girsa the exact same thing. So we had one girsa. Here we have, right? This is within the Boisema, right? The last Boisema, the Boisema Ashlishis would be your. But you're a new Yonah. Girsas Rashi Ratan with fee Agostosos. In any case, what did it say? And this was all within the day of either Rav Yossi or the Tanakama.
This was Tanakama
fee. And Rav Yossi Lafi, hopefully I didn't mess up all these kashbonos. If I did, it doesn't matter, you know what I mean. It's a test. What do they say? They say this. Amad Makif Mishali Dmei Revius. Amad Nika Mishali Dmei Arba Rukos. You pay for all four. So why is that different? Now, we ended up on the board yesterday. We had many different esbeirim. Why you would have to pay for the four, not the first three? It could have to do with kam dina hadar dina. Okay, it could have to do with an umdina of what the guy meant when he built them. It could have to do with whether it's enen zeh chaser or enen zeh lo chaser. But, or it could, as I goes close, just have to do with. That's an omdin that would have been worth it for him to pay for the fourth wall. And not an omdin that would have been worth it to pay for all the walls. So what's the difference here? So if you take, for example, the one second. Okay, I don't know if I can. The truth is, I don't know if I can actually absolutely prove that it is a. I don't know if I can absolutely prove. I admit that there is a tzedinim going on here, but I think it is simple enough to say that perhaps this is din zenen zechaser. What? That's me again. The same trade din as well. We did zenen of zechaser. Maybe you only have to pay for the fourth wall. Why? Well, maybe it's according to Tosos. You know how much? How much are you really then? How much would be worth it to you? What's the soul to only build the fourth wall? Or maybe according to Beni Yonah, it's only chaser in the fourth wall. The first three walls weren't chaser. Or maybe even according to Rashi, if I'm suing you for taking something from me, etc. If I sued you for the first three, then I sued you for the fourth, those are separate court cases. While in Amad Nikah, that's already a different story. That's already me did Igwai Milsa that you were working for me. Igwai Milsa that you were working for me. Yours of Sekhbera, call the Shayan. Now that I admit it's a need, we both have to chip in. Then, right. Then I have to pay the full price. Once I say this is a need of both of us, and I'll settle the shame, we both have to ship in, I pay for all of it. Or once I show that you really were working for me the whole time, then I pay for all of it. Okay, so that could be, I don't know if I probably one or two, Tzvei Dinan. There's another Tzvei Dinan, which we'll have to fill in a second, as soon as we finish the Gemara and move on to the Rambam. So let's finish the Gemara. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the rest of the Gemara, but I do want to spend a bit of the Rambam. The Gemara ends with Runya, right? Runya Akfei Ravina Tav Dapei Me'agru Chosaf. Right, Akfei Ravina, right. Ravina was around Runya, Ravina was rich, Runya was poor. That will be relevant in the next video. On four sides, Amalei Havli, and he built walls. Havli Kamad the Gadri, he built all four walls. Amad Makin. Amalei Havli Kamad the Gadri. Gadri, give me the female Shagadar. Lo Yavli, he wouldn't give it to him. Havli Bikon Mazol, give me the Bikon Mazol. Lo Yavli wouldn't give it. Havli Agrin Tibra, so give me Agrin Tibra. He knew all the sheep does. Lo Yavli wouldn't give it in. Yomachad of the Gadri deeply, he was harvesting the palm trees. Amrli Larise, Ravina said to his sharecropper, Zilshkovine Kibur Dahin, go steal from him a bunch of dates. So he went to steal a bunch of dates from Runya, Rama Bekala, right? He yelled at him, raised his voice, and said, get out of here, why are you stealing my dates? I'm like, Elisa Daita, the main ethnic. He says, you're Megala Daita, you're showing your mind, that it's Nika that you do want a fence. After all, you're afraid of people stealing your dates. You mind if people come to steal your dates, so you need a fence. Lo Yehi Ella, Iza, Bialma, Milo Boy, Milo Voyeti Rusa. Right? He says, even if, okay, so I'm not a bad person, I wouldn't really steal. Even if it's just animals, don't you need a wall protection? Only Izabi Alma, Lav, Lechliaba. Izabi Alma, it's enough to yell at them. I don't need a fence. I'm a little Gavroist de Mechule. Don't you need a Gavri to get rid of them? Don't you need to hire a Shomer to get rid of them? You should have at least agreed to bring me Adra Tirusa. Also, we have a Derava for a judgment. I'm really Zilpais, my advice. He gave Runya good advice. Go compromise with him, give him what he asked for, whatever will compromise, whatever will satisfy him. And if not, I'll pass me the real din. The real din is like Rahuna lead Rav Yossi, that is the Fima Shibadar. Meaning he already was willing to compromise. Go give him what he already compromised. Agav, some of the posts can learn from here that if two people, you know, argue and one of them is willing to compromise, and the din is really that he has to pay the whole thing, once he was willing to compromise, then we encourage him to just pay what he compromised. We don't say, oh, no, you have the right to more than you compromised for. Once the guy made his own pshara, you leave it at the pshara. And if you're not willing to pay anything, you're not willing to do pshara, then I'm going to make you pay everything because we hold, and that's a weak hospital. They both agree. Like Rav Huna, a leader of Rav Yossi, who says, Lefi Mashagadah. What's the only problem we're showing to have with this is that if we hold like Rav Yossi, what did Rav Yossi say according to the Mar Bar Kama? Rav Yossi said only Aman Nikav has to pay. In this case, Aman Makiv. So this is the question that we've shown him, right? Hey, of an Aleph, wants the Kushya of the Rishonim, that it says in Bava Kama that Lefi Rav Yossi Amad Makif is Potter. But in the case of Runya, a pass like Rav Yossi, Lefi Rav Yossi Amad Makif is Potter. Okay. How do we answer this question? Anyone? How do we answer the question? We don't pass like Bingar and Babakama, right? That's the Rashi says. We don't pass like Bingar and Babakama. How do we not pass like Bingar and Babakama? So there are many, I mean, that's the sort of not Lumdish answer. One is Lo Kaimalan Kigmar and Babakama. According to which girsa do we definitely not hold like the Gemara and Bava Kama? So open it with Rashi. Right? Rashi girsa is the same as the Gemara and Bava Kama. But the Gaonim's girsa is the opposite. And they said, so you some escalfos, right? But the girsas ha Gaonim lo taimalan ha'ela Rav Yossi Mechayev in Amad Makif, right? That's the Sugis Maschalf. It's the opposite. We don't like the Gears of the Golem. Oh, in our work, part of the Gears of the Golem, Dr. Rav Yossi said you're Chayev. What did the Gears of the Golem say? That was the first Lashon Har Gemara. Rav Yossi Sarah Lashon Har Nikav Lashon Har Makif Amad Vigad of Gagal and Sakol. And that fits the beginning of the Sugir. Yehuda Mar Shmuel says, Bein Amad Makif, Bein Amad Nikav. Or, suggests the Rashba, even with the Gears of Rashi, says the Rashba, Afilu legirsas Rashi. Zehu rak lefi chiyav barav. Only chiyav barav, right? The 30 boys ain't gonna answer chiyav barav. Only chiyav barav thought that. The Gemara Baba Tama is like chiyav barav. Bit sugyat. Baba Tama azel kafasei. But lefi rav huna. Bain Latanakama, Bain the Rav Yossi, Bain Ahmad Makif, Bain Ahmad Nikaf Chayev. Right, this is the Rashi first answer. He says, ah, yes, the Gemara Mabukama and the Gersus Rashi says that Tanakama says Ahmad Makif and Nikaf Chayev, Rav Yossi is only on the Nikaf Chayev, but that's only the third defense of Chibarab. That doesn't mean it's defense of Chibarab, which might also be. He just didn't need the defense. No, that's only Chiyav HaRav. According to whom we disagree, the Raya Shmuel in the beginning says, Bein Amad Makif, Bein Amad Nikaf. Right? What is Shmuel, so Halach Rav Yossi, Bein Moshe Amad Makif, Moshe Amad Nikaf. That shows we hold like Shmuel says, right? And the proof is Shmuel, the beginning of our sugya. Shmuel says, Halacha Rav Yossi, Bein Amad Makif, Bain Ahmad Mika. Okay, there are two other answers in the Mishonim. The Rashba does have another answer. The Rashba does have a second answer. The Rashba's second answer is that there's a difference between whether you did all four together or whether you did three and then you did one. Because our Mishnah was Makatari Misholish Ruchosav. And then Ahmad, right? You got up and did the fourth one. Getting up and doing the fourth one sounds like you did three. You took a break. Everything changed. And then you got up and did the fourth one. Okay, that was in two different stages. But in Runya, it's not the case of our Mishnah. Akvimi Arba Ruchosav. Akvimi Arba Ruchosav means that it was Tuvas Achas. And that's what he says. He says, the Hadar Rava Afila, how is Sugar Kate Sad? Shani Hai Doravina, the Goddard Arbatam of Vas Achas, the Chiakuli Almo, the Chayav Al Kulan. That's different. So it was all four at once. Why is it different? Because it was all four at once. Okay. This he doesn't totally explain, but you can probably figure it out, says the Rashba. He says, no. God our gimel v'achar kacharavias. What does he say? Even according to the Gemara Baba Kama. He says, even according to the sugya in Baba Kama, what does he say? God our gimel v'achar kach amad makif v'god our haravias. Potter, Godar Arbatan. Vas Achas is Chayev. And therefore, the difference is he did all four at once. Okay, L'chora, this works. According to, right, he doesn't totally explain what the Svara is. For the Ahmad Makif, right? What's the difference if he does all four at once or if he does three and then does the fourth? He finds a difference. The Mishnah says three and then Ahmad does the and does the fourth. Here he did all four at once. Why is it different if he did all four at once?
Well, he could even employ Rashi Svara that you need a Kamidina of some that there was a Torah.
Right. If you're going to assume that Ahmad Makif is high for the fourth wall, and he's only talking about the third wall because those are already a done deal, right? I don't know if he really has that girsa or not, right? Not 100% clear if he has that girsa or not, but it could be that's the best way to go. Could be that's the best way to go. He doesn't totally explain his svara. Anyone have a different svara? Okay. The ritual also has the same answer here, actually.
I'm curious. I don't think the Ritz explains much either, but maybe you're right. Correct. If we assume, again, we don't have that Gersa in the Gemara Bava Kama. That's only the Agos Tosis. But if you assume that, that's what you're going to say. Avok Shegodar Makif Arbatan Bas Achas Akol Modus Chayim Nikaf Be Kulan. Okay, he says the same thing. He doesn't fully explain, but maybe you have to say, so the Rashba and the Ritva. Lachori, you have to say that here he's going according to the Gersa that goes Tosfos. You're chayiv on the fourth either way. You're chayiv on the fourth either way. Lachora, Ufa, Fi, Gersas, Gohas Tosfos, which is that Amad Makif, Begadar es Haravias, Acharkach, Meshalim Ravias. Why? Because really you're chayiv. It's just that you're put on the first three, either because it didn't seem like he was doing it for you, or because Hamdina, the Ptor was already chal. Once the Ptor is already chal, then you can't reevaluate it. Or maybe like Rabbi Yona, because that's lo chaser. So, and therefore, if Gadar Arbatan, the Bas Achas, then it's like they're all like Baruch Revius. Right? Should we give one example? Let's give an example. This works for another one example. Let's say perhaps there's Kamdina, right? Because Kamdina, but in this case, it was all four at once, so there's no Kamdina, right? That's what you're saying, Moshe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and this should work on the other pshatim also. Okay, there's one more answer, which is the Me'iri. The Me'iri is Derech HaSheni, says. He has an interesting answer, says the Me'iri. This is the Derech HaSheni. He has quotes four different, if you want to know where it is. He's the Tzavon Korshi. He says, think about it this way. What's the difference between Amad Makif and Amad Nikaf? Some of the two words tell me why Amad Nikaf is more chayiv than Amad Makif, according to this data. Two words.
Gila Das.
What happened in this story? Yeah. What?
There was no Gila Das.
What? There was no Gila Das in this story? Golisdaita, right? It says, a Gila Das counts like Omed Nikav. Since there was Gila Das, since there was Gila Das, it's equivalent to Amad Nika. Most Mepharshim say, why do you need this whole story that he did a trick with the stealing and saying nobody needs something, etc. It's like, that's just part of the story. He was just trying to like make an impression that it wasn't halakhically relevant. The Iri, this other day, they went to the other drop and the other rabbis, it's not halakhically relevant, this trick he did with sending his artist to steal whatever. That was just rhetorical to like make his point. And he says, no. Rava only paskin that way because of that story. Since he was Megal Das that he wanted it, now it's like Amad Nikaf. He's Megal Das that he wanted it, and Nikaf was Megal Das that he wanted it. Then it's Chayiv, and he considers that a Gilui Das that he wanted it. It's a Chiddush because he wasn't Megal Das that he wanted a big wall. Maybe he's only Megal Das that he wanted Agra Natira. But now he says, once you're Megal Das, then you have to pay. Okay, so those are four explanations for Ruida. Now the only thing I'm dealing with is the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Someone tell me what's strange about the Rambam in this so again? Unexpected and strange? How many unexpected and strange things are in the Rambam? Anyone?
Three, four.
Oh boy, can I know her? Okay, what are they? Number one, that's unexpected and strange, no? Like, obviously, what is the Rambam? What kind of place are Sugya talking about? Obviously, everyone agreed so far. A what? A Bika. Right? It's a Bika. Balmor says Bika Makam Shadar Bulay Dar. Everyone else says Makam Shalom.
All of a sudden, it's a chorba. Et cetera, et cetera. That's fine. The market does. Then Megadlan was that call and he pays half the full price. Okay, why is Amamakif Chayim? That's the mainstream of our circuit. Not like the Murmur Babakama. Okay, that's one of these two answers. These are the mainstream answers. Okay, why is it paid the full price? Okay, because Rebbe says the in lach here, Rav Huna, right? Pay the full price. That's not surprising. Avalim Hayakotel, sorry. Then he adds, Uvachi Makam Kodos will say, only if you built it on half on my land, half on your land. Avalim Hayakotel says, Shabbana Bechel Kabbana, if I built my own kotel on my land, like clearly it's between us, but if I built it only on my land, not on your land, Yerali. Okay, we know it's a chiddush. Says Yerali, she aim a guy going dover mood. He only has to pay a little. Because you're the yon, like the yon judge, or yon yochlish tamish and column, because he can't use the walls. Meaning, then he's not getting half a wall's worth. He can't use the walls, not his wall. He only has to pay a little. The chen im, then he. Okay, that's also a surprising thing. Why is there a difference? Who's surprised by this? The rabbi. What does the rabbi say? The rabbi says, "What do you mean? He does. He only has to be a little because he can't use the walls. Use the walls." I understand. It's unfair to say pay for half the wall and it's still my wall. That's ridiculous. That's Mishpat Stone. But says the Raivid, what's the big deal? Zem Mishpat Ma'ukal. He says, no, the Rambam's Mishpat Stone. Remember how they used to judge in stone? What does the Rambam say? If I build the wall half on my land, half in your land, and I take away space from your land, you have to pay me 50%. But if I volunteer all my own land and give you more land and I'm better for you and I build a wall only on my land, then you only have to pay me a little. I understand. If I did you a favor by you volunteering my own real estate and giving you more space in your korba, then I get less. You have to pay me less. If you get a wall and you lose real estate, you pay 50%. If you get a wall and you don't lose real estate, you only pay 5%. That's Mishpat Ma'ukal, as he says. Oh, what about the taina of that? Well, if he built the wall all on his base, then it's only his wall and you didn't get your money's worth. The rabbi has an elegant solution. What does he say? Says, no problem. Even if I built the wall all on my property, pay me half, and you'll get half the wall. Just like I built it on half and half, you get half the wall. If I built it all on my property, you get half the wall. You get half the wall. If it falls, you'll get half the stones. You can use the wall to build buildings on just like I can. It'll just be half my wall, half your wall on all my property. Ah, someday if it falls, how will I, if we're both using the wall, we're both mostly half the wall, remember the Mishnah, how will I prove it's all my property when it falls someday? The answer is, you might be sure. Right? It's only the advantage of the Nikaf. Right? Says the Ravid, the Nikaf gets pure advantage. He should still have to pay half, he should still get half a wall, right? But he gets two advantages. Number one, he has more real estate. Number two, if that wall falls someday, then he's even muchzik that he gets half the other guy's real estate unless the other guy saves his shtar. Like, it's only the makif who loses, because he's going to lose real estate if he loses the shtar. So that's the Ravid's answer, that the Rambam is Mishmat Ma'ukal. That's the second strange thing about the Rambam.
Is there an assumption, maybe I'm just reading from, how far is the Ravid and Rambam assuming that the wall is in the makif's land? We're talking about a case in which the makif built it on the land.
No, right on the border.
The Rambam says he can't use it. So if it's
right, he can't use it because he doesn't want to.
If it's right on the border, then why then?
That's the Rambam's question. That's exactly the Rambam's question. It's right on the border. Why can't he use it?
No, but he says it's right on the border.
Because obviously that's a contrast.
That's only a
contrast. Is it over the border or is it only on my side? Only on my side on the border. I don't think I was contrasting the inner walls and the outer walls.
But he's not, you're not concerned about this big show. He got the inner walls coming out.
What?
Why can you not benefit from a wall that's feeding someone else? And they're not going to run into your field. It's not really the same here.
No, but I think the contrast is the Rambam's talking about the same kind of walls. I mean, you can't say the Rambam's first talking about the walls between me and you, and then the wall's like 30 feet away from you. So he's talking about the same wall, just how I choose to build it. So I think the contrast.
I just don't see how the Rambam could think with that construction of the case. How could he possibly think he couldn't get any benefit from the wall?
I'm not sure. Okay, hold on. Here is the Rambam says, if I build the wall like this, right, half and half, that's when I pay half the price, right? What if I build the wall like this. That's the machlokas Rambam right. Right? The Rambam says the only thing that remove it is you can't use the walls.
So he's assuming.
And the Rambam says exactly what you only said. The Rambam says, what do you mean you can't use the walls? Of course you can use the walls. Not the dumb. Just use the walls. Oh, I can't use the walls because they're his property. Why can't I use the walls because they're his property? I'll own half the wall and it'll be on his property.
My question is about the word use. Like, how is the Rambam, why are you not getting use out of the wall? It's not that you are.
No, he means besides protection, actually physically uses.
But why is that essential?
Because to pay half, I deserve half my money. I deserve my money's worth. And the money's worth of half a wall that you also could build build structures off of it.
Well, that's after already, since he's benefiting from the wall.
No, it's not fair to ask someone to pay for half the wall and then not be able to build on it. People only build walls to protect them, and they can build on it.
Okay.
Yeah. That, I admit, is not fair. To say, I can build buildings off this wall, and you can't, and we each pay half, that's not fair. So that's the Ravid's question. That's the second strange thing about the Rambam, which is the Ravid has a good point. On the Rambam, it's better for me to pay 50% in this case than in this case, because I get more real estate, and I get the exact same benefit. And only the makif has to guard his shtar if he wants to prove someday that it's all on his land. There's no downside to the nikah. So why does the nikah have to pay less? If the nikah's better, why does he have to pay less? Really sounds like stone. Okay, then the Rambam continues. Likewise, a nikah is also chayav. Okay, why does he have to write that Oman Nikaf is also Chayef? Seems to imply that there's a different Mechayef Oman Nikaf and a different Mechayef Oman Makif, even though it's the same amount. So it's going to be hard to figure out. Okay, how do we solve these two problems of the Rambam?
Is it the same amount?
Sounds like it.
He doesn't say I got that.
What?
He doesn't say I'm still got that.
That's a good point. Because after all, he's Megal Das, it should be even more than Das. That is a very, very nice point. So here also, that you're saying the Rambam also that's Tzvei Dinah. It's Oman Makif, it's only Daladamos. If it's Oman Nikaf, then it's even more than Daladamos. Okay, it would be cool if he said Oman Nikaf is even if it was not his property. Okay, that's a very good. What?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Then, okay, but we're going to leave that because I can't prove one way or the other. Now, let's just ask these two questions. Number one, what's the first problem? Question one, korba. Why a korba? What's wrong with the bika? What's the shlecht? What's wrong with the bika? So, I didn't give you all the akronym, but, many akronym, what do they basically try to do with the Rambam? Is get him back to bika. Right? There's a sieve that says, a korba can mean a korba of a building or a korba of a field. And churba includes a churba of a bika. Why is it a churba of a bika? Actually, since it doesn't have walls, it's not worth planting, so it's a bika that's charib. But it's really, churba includes bika, And the prisha says, of course he meant a bika. He just wanted to say it's not only a bika, it's also a churba. What they both have in common, whether you say churba means bein churba's vata, bein churba's bika, or churba means, you don't even have to say bika, but even churba is that the Rama was not running away from bika. Okay, that is the cheap way. Let's say that the Rambam wasn't running away from Bika. It's hard to imagine. Like being Mela, the Rambam, happened to be discussing some case that had nothing to do with the Mishnah Torah, and he had to mention something. Like Mishnah Torah, he's supposed to base himself on Chazal. Says the Nesivos and the Prisha, he says, no, the Rambam, he meant Bika and Horva. Either it's included in the world, word, or it goes without saying. Sorry, I'll give you the Marmakomos if anyone wants to look up, if they're just to check whether or not I'm lying. Even though it's not so exciting, so I don't know that you have to. But the Nesivos is Simon Kof, and Ches of Kut and Gimel, and the Prisha is Sivkot and Tess. Oh, Sivkot and Ches. Simple. Nesiva, Sivkot and Gimel, Prisha, Sivkot and Tess. Okay. Anyone want to give me a reason why the Rambam would really not have wanted Bika here?
Because
like take the Rambam seriously. Why would he have avoided Bicca? Why would he have a problem with Bicca? So
because the Rambam is dealing with Hezekiah.
Aha. Maybe the Rambam's dealing with Hezekiah, and there's no Hezekiah in the and there's no Hezekiah in a Bicca. Okay, good, good, excellent. I think that's true. The truth is that the Kesef Mishnah says, of course, the Rambam's also dealing with Bicca. But he says, "V'linira d'mebicca moder abeinu d'lo shiny la and bein and makom akotzo shol shneiem le makom akotzo shol bona o shesover d'avdim makom akotzo shel bona megalun avol makom shol shneiem imagal okay etc." Why? Because you don't need to build anything. Okay, I don't love this guess of Mishnah's answer either. You know, he doesn't say, and that's why he said Dafka Chorba. Why? Because in a Bicca, you don't need to build anything on the walls. A Bicca is a field. You're not building anything on the walls. A Chorba, you need to build something on the walls. So what is the, I don't love that either. Says the guess of Mishnah. He doesn't say I'm answering this question, but he says in Bicca, there's no difference between Aleph and Bet, because you don't need to build the walls, only in Chorba. There's a difference. Okay, and therefore, since the Rambam wanted to teach us the difference between Aleph and Bet, therefore told us Chorba, I have to admit, I'm not attracted to the seat of the Prisha. Come on, the Rambam's clearly doing something like bringing Chorba where no one ever heard of Chorba before. I'm not attracted to the guest of the Mishnah. If the Rambam really thought that, I'm not convinced he thinks that. But he could very well have thought that. I have no disproof. Then he should have said, and Bicca is this way, and Chorba is that way. If he told us Bicca, because then there's a chiluk where you build it in Chorba, but in Bicca there's no chiluk which side you build it, then you should have told us in Chorba that in Bicca there's no chiluk which side you build it. You know, why didn't he tell us that? So I'm not terribly attracted to either of them. The Pashup Shah and the Rambam Lechora is that I'll get back in a second to what Evi says is like the Magid Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah. I think this is clearly Pashup Shah and the Rambam, that the Rambam had a problem with Bicca. The Rambam did not think Bicca made sense in our sugya, right? Okay. Could be, but no. The Rambam thinks our sugya can't be Bicca. Can't be. Impossible. There is no such thing as Bicca in our sugya. Why is there no such thing as Bicca in our sugya? So one answer, A.B. says, is because, although I'm not so convinced that I understand what A.B. meant, because the Rambam writes here, it's for Dalet Amos, right? Alan Amos, if you remember the Rambam Lishitase, in Bicca, there's no Kotel Dalan Amos. Bicca only means Asar Tvachim, because the Rambam says no Hezekiah in Bicca and Gina. Remember, Bicca and Gina were not Hezekiah according to the Rambam? He wasn't worried about Ayin Hara. So if the Rambam wants to be, they said Dalan Amos, then Dalan Amos, it can't be. That's what he'd be saying. Dalan Amos can't be a Bicca. It has to be a Chorba, which is the place people live. Because otherwise, why do you need Dalan Amos for Hezekiah? The reason why I'm not accepting AB's answer, everything he said is true, but that doesn't explain why the Rambam said it. So let the Rambam not say Dalet Amos. Let the Rambam say Asar Tvachim. Why did the Rambam have to say Dalet Amos? I mean, there's nothing in Shas that made the Rambam say Dalet Amos. And don't say, because it's coming after the last Mishnah. It's really coming after the Bicca part of the last Mishnah. According to the Rambam, it was not Dalet Amos. Right? So I don't accept AB's answer. To get Dalet Amos, it has to be Chorba according to the Rambam Shitase. That's true, but that's backwards. That's circular reasoning. It didn't have to be Dalet Amos. There's no outside reason it has to be Dalet Amos. So I'm going to go with the Magid Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, who say the obvious answer. This is going back to two shiurim ago. Why can't it be a Bicca? Because of what bothered all the Rishonim. What bothered all the Rishonim about Bicca is Miman of Shach. What do I mean by Miman of Shach, Ari? What's the problem with saying it's a Bicca, Miman of Shach? What do you mean by Miman HaShach? If it's a Makam Shenogu Ligdor, then of course everyone has to pay. You don't need this whole sugya. Makam Shenogu Ligdor, everyone has to pay Milachas Chila. And if it's a Makam Shenogu Ligdor, then no one should ever have to pay. If the makom shenagru ligdor, everyone has to pay. Why are you giving me kinds of mishigas? And if the makom shelo nagru ligdor, then no one has to pay. How can I make you pay? Basically, each side had to get into a dechak. I mean a dechak, you can't say it. I mean dechak, they're disproven, chas shalom. I mean a dechak that you have to start answering things, and who says the Rambam liked all those answers? Right? The Ma'amar of the Mishnah, I don't know if they say it quite in the lashon that I said it, but that's what they're getting at. I think that's the mainstream shot. I haven't looked at all the achronim. You can tell me about who the Masifta quotes. But what does the Magen Mishnah here say? The Magen Mishnah here says, "V'hik shuzal." He assumes that's makom sheh, like most Rishonim, makom shelo nagu. V'hik shuzal in case shegadam yaruch lom chayven oso. Why is the chayven came out ilo chachamim betaganasam? Well, how can the chacham say makom shelo nagu like there is potter if the guy's always chayv? Right? It doesn't make sense. It says makom shelo nagu lidur potter. Potter means I can't make you pay for half. But I can make it. What does it mean, potter? Potter doesn't mean if neither of us want a fence or potter. If neither of us want a fence, we don't need a Mishnah. And we just do what we want. Potter means if I want a fence and Leo doesn't, makom shelo nagu lidur, I say Leo paid for the fence. Chazal say he doesn't. Leo don't pay for the fence. So makom shelo nagu lidur. Then I just build the fence and charge you afterwards. Right? That's dachuk. I know the Ramban answered, but it's dachuk. So betirtzu, right? And he quotes the Ramban's answer. Shem amad nikafu machav makzlo yishalna midmei agadarim klom potter. Ah, what it means that if you object beforehand, you're potter. But if you're quiet, then you're chayiv. That's a dachuk answer. A machaber kosva din mechorba dvarim nirin. What's the Ramban going to say? But the Ramban wrote in the chorba, and that's nira. What does he mean to say? The Ramban wrote in the chorba to avoid this problem. And the Lechem Mishnah says the same thing. Says the Lechem Mishnah, Nira Yidivri Rabbi Magidzal, because the Mishnah is not 100% clear. The Rabbeinu Zal Lerotz looking at Sigib Yisados. Sados meaning Bika. We shouldn't have Kosh Leib Azeh Makam Shinago to Ligdor Maya Hanim Takanasim, etc. Okay, then he gets some more cautious. But clearly, the Lechem Mishnah is Pshat and the Mishnah is right. I think that's Poshit why. Why can't it be Bika? Because they don't say Mimonashah, because they don't have even Palmar. Right? They didn't have a copy of Palmar. We know the Balamar. Why? What's the Svara? Because we manashah. If it's makom shenohagu leidor, then he's always chayav milachatchila. And if it's makom shelo nohagu leidor, then you can't force him. Okay. Right? And now that would be, that's what we're trying to get out. Said the Balamor, it's Makam Shinagu Ligdor, but if the guy starts and does it on his own, then that's different. But that's a dumb answer. Said there are bodies, Makam Shinagu Ligdor, of course I can't make Leo pay, but if he doesn't object, then I can make him pay. But it's also a bit of a dumb answer. Who says if he doesn't object, then I can make him pay? The Rambam wants to get out of this. So therefore the Rambam says it can't be a Bikka. Instead, it has to be a chorba. Narrowly is daiti that this is the only midrash shot of the Rama that it can't be a bika. Otherwise, why do you go to chorba? Why can't it be a bika? It's obvious to put two and two together. All the Rishonim says, how can it be a bika because X, Y, and Z? And the answers. The Rama's answer was just, you're right, it's not a bika. Who said it has to be a bika? It's a chorba.
Maybe just to defend the transmission that Rama's whole point here, obviously, the thing that the Rama's asking on is that it's all about the shtamshis. So practically, meaning is that it's about the shtamshis of the wall. So practically, it can't use bika. No one cares to use a bika.
No, but he still should have told us the din in bika. You read the din. What is the difference in bika? What's the din in bika? Bain, he built it here. Bain, he built it there. You have to pay full price. Right? You pay full price either way. Because the only use of the wall is protection. And you got all your use. So why did the Rambam say so according to Gezer Mishnah?
Based on this, it's Mokhr. Meaning based on the way that the Test Mishnah understands it, he doesn't
it's have to. It goes without saying. Okay,
he already brought that. If he brought down the Mishnah, plus he brings down this thing.
But he only bring down the Mishnah? I don't know. To me, it's still
Mokhr. And then.
You can always. You can always
say. Mishnah, it's not clear why it's all about Shtamshis. According to the Kesef
what do you mean? It's a Horba. Horba you need to build.
So the Kesef Mishnah, but why is the Rambam all of a sudden Mechadish this concept of Ishtamshis and it's not about protection? No one has a concept of Ishtamshis. Only if you understand it like the Kesef Mishnah does the concept of Ishtamshis play in.
The next Mishnah is all about Ishtamshis. The guy builds it more than Dalamos. Depends if I'm going to put my chorus there or not. That's floating floating around in the next Mishnah. It doesn't bother me. Okay, I hear you, Tina, but I'm not convinced.
Put
Spurn on bad list.
Why is it so obvious that if the wise Rambam not say that you go into a bigger and you're not good, so then you're going to have to pay for it? You know, the whole the Rambam. So, why is the only phone?
Because he already told you that Makam Shinago Shalom Ligdur, you don't have to pay. I understand. Common sense. If I tell you, you're not a sophisticated Baba Basra learner, you're a Pasha Tayyid, right? Learns Rosh Hashanah. I tell you, you should know in Bikas in this country, if I want to build a wall, I can't make you pay half. Right? You don't have to chip in for a wall in a bin. And then we said, now, let me tell you what happened yesterday. Right? There's a makif and a nikaf. The makif built all the walls and wants the nikaf to pay. It's obvious the nikaf doesn't have to pay. I just told you I can't force you to pay. I don't think the rabbi even has to tell us that you don't have to pay if you're a makatib. That's obvious because you're positive of paying. Okay, again, what's obvious, what isn't, at a certain point is subjective. You want to go with the Kesef Mishnah, I will still be your friend, even if you believe the Kesef Mishnah. But I won't think you're right.
Those asking on
the Ramban. No, that isn't the Ramban. The Ramban is a valid teretz. All I'm saying is that you need a teretz. You need a teretz. If you need a teretz, the Ramban didn't like that teretz. It's okay to have that teretz. That teretz is not so obvious that everyone has to hold for it. After all, the Baal Hor was very upset about it. Right? So the Ramban didn't hold that teretz. So now why pick Dafka Achorba? And here I'm going to get a little subtle. So why pick Dafka Achorba? After all, so what someone should have said to me is, they should have said to me, someone's very logical, a few logical people are not going to embarrass you. Someone should have said to me, but Bednarsh, say the same Imanashach. Every Chorba, let's say there's a Chorba and no one did anything. Either the halacha, and I want to build a wall. Either the halacha is that you have to chip in for the wall, or that you don't have to chip in for the wall, right? Meaning, Ron never wrote the halacha Chorba, but there has to be Imanashach that did a Chorba. I have a Chorba, there's nothing built. I go to Beis Din and say, can I force Ozzy to chip in for the wall? Either yes or no. If yes, then you have to chip in regardless. And if no, then you don't have to chip in. Why is a Chorba any different? So I think this is the amkus of the Chorba.
Question on the question. In a Chorba, the Rebbe story about whether it would be forced. Why can't you say it's not true? I don't know. Why does that become obvious? In the deal that we've seen thus far, don't tell us what to do if the person builds it.
If I build it on the joint land, right, then you have to pay. So Makum Shalom. If a korban is low dog with the door, then if I build on joint land, you shouldn't have to pay.
But it becomes not a Maimanasha because you have to pay the
question. Like if a baker's Makum Shalom with the door. But then even on three walls, you should have to pay me. Why wait for the fourth? Which is the Makum Shalom with the door. Even three walls you should have to pay. I can force you to pay as we go along. I call Shabbos in Nehu, remember? I can force you to pay as we go along. You should have to pay three walls also.
But not if it's not, on the shared land.
No, if it is on the shared land, why do I say only you pay after the fourth wall of the shared land? Why do you pay after the third wall on the shared land?
But then there's only a Mimana shot for one of the sentences.
But it still doesn't. No, Mimana. If Korban Makom Shalom Ugli Dor, even on the shared land, you shouldn't have to pay. And if it's Makom Shindah Ugli Dor, then on the shared land, you should have to pay even after the third wall. So either way, it doesn't work. You'll see I'm right if you think about it. Anyway, this is what I think why the Rambam picked Korba. What's unique about Korba? I think what's unique about Korba is this, is that every other kind of Makom, it has a certain use and you know what you're doing with it, right? A bika is used as a bika, either it needs a wall or it doesn't need a wall. A gina is used as a gina, either it needs a wall or it doesn't need a wall. Maybe there's been hakim, maybe not. A chatzar is a chatzar, either it needs a wall or it doesn't need a wall. What's interesting about a chorba is, again, forget the nesivas. A chorba means a chorba of a chatzar, right? What's a chorba? A chorba of a chatzar and a bina, right? Chorba of a chatzar. A chorba is somewhat circular reasoning in that whether you really need a wall, well, a chorba that's built, you sort of need a wall because then it's a useful place. A chorba that's not built, you don't need a wall because it's not a useful place. And basically what you have here is some sort of tautology. Enochanami, I can't force you to build a wall in a bikkah because this bikkah is not a place that needs a wall. I can't force you to build a wall in a korba. I can force you to build a wall in a korba, there'd be no such rama. I can't force you to build a wall in a korba because a korba is not a place that I'm using for anything that needs a wall. Right? Meaning a korba is basically a useless place. Why would I need a wall? But once you already build walls in the korba, then it becomes a useful place and now it needs the walls. It's a place that doesn't need the walls before you build them, but does need the walls after you build them, unlike everything else. Because a chorva is chariv. Once you build walls, it already becomes banui. A chariv place doesn't need walls, a banui place does. And that's a thing the Rambam Dafi used the example of a chorva someplace chariv, because that's how he escapes the horns of the Rimana Shah. The only way to escape the horns of the Rimana Shah is with something circular. That's generally true if you think about it. Circular logic always escapes the Manashas. And again, what's the Rambam saying? The Manashas, if it needs a wall, it needs a wall. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it needs a wall, then make him pay before this whole halacha starts. If it doesn't need a wall, then he shouldn't have to pay even after the story ended. It's the only way out of that. It must be something that didn't need a wall when the story started, but did need a wall when the story ended. What is that place that doesn't need a wall before the story starts and does need a wall when the story's over? That must be a bikkah. It must be a chorba. Must be a chorba. Therefore, the chaschila, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Even if it's around on three sides, it's still chareg. But once you already have a full wall around this chorba, now it becomes a really useful place, and there's a really important wall, and a wall that Chazal would have recommended that we have. And then now you have to pay. That's why I think the Rambam is a chorba to get out of the horns of the dilemma. Tach nir l'niyas daiti omei kavonas, the Magen Mishnah and Lechem Mishnah. If you want, you could feel free to take another shot you want. But nir l'niyas daiti, I think they're starting the right way. Because the Bika has a Yimonashah problem, they don't say Yimonashah because they don't even have a Havarina of the war side. They think that side is stupid. But we're open-minded. So they know there are two sides, but each side needs a tenet. The Rambam didn't want to give the two roots in. So the saying is a Korba. And why is Korba not suffering the same Yimonashah? Because Korba is unique. It's the only Havarim no Korba. It's the only place in the world that escapes from Yimonashah. Because when you start building, it doesn't need a wall. So you can't say, well, Yimonashah Hunter. And when you finish building, it does need a wall. So you get a bunch of chai. When you finish doing the wall, not nearly me is dainty, but chorba is the only place where it has no mimonashah, because beforehand it didn't need a wall. But after, it does need a wall. And therefore, mm-hmm. You can't say mimanashach, and that's why the Rambam thought this case must be chorba. Okay, I mean,
there could be another way of explaining it. Think
say. Okay, great. I mean, you know, we're reading a little, you know, he might have just meant to say the facts, but I'm with you. I'm taking whatever I can get.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I think is the answer to the first question in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam picked Korba, because he was bothered by the question of all the Rishonim, and I know they weren't bothered to answer it, but he didn't like their answers. He didn't like their answers. Their answers are a little funny, you admit. The Balamor is for sure funny. It's a place Chazal said you have to chip in, but if I start building, then you don't have to chip in. A little weird. I was a nice guy and started building. Now you don't have to chip in. The Ramban's is also a little funny. It's a place Chazal says I can't force you to chip in. But if I build it, then I can't force you to chip in. So you get an answer. But it's an answer. It's a teretz. It's not pashut. Okay, kach nirlo means thank you for the Rambam. Again, the only thing I added, this is the Magen Mishnah Lechem Mishnah, saying this is the Rambam's incentive was all the Rishonim's kashut by Bikkah. All I'm adding is how Chorba is better than Bikkah and solve the problem through some fancy logic. How about the second problem, the Rambam? The second problem, the Rambam was the Raivitz Kasha. Here's a fascinating Kasha. Question two. which is that in that what's question two basically? B is even more than Bayes is even more nana than ours. All right, that's basically the question. How come Bayes, you only have Bayes over Muad, Bayes is even more nana than Aleph? I get the full, you tell me I can use the wall, you give me half the stones of the wall, and I don't even have to sacrifice real estate, which is, you know, a pretty good deal. Remember, Bayes and Bayes is somehow, I mean, I meant to take half the wall, but I wouldn't want to lose my real estate. I didn't have to lose my real estate. So what's the Rambam I'm going to say back? Yeah.
In the Rabbit's question, is he assuming a second stage of like business dealings between the market and the Nika? And that the market built the wall and then went to the Nika and said, I'm allowing you to use the wall despite the fact that it's on my land only.
He said, I built this wall, it's half yours, half mine. Pay for half of it. No. What I'm saying, there's always two stages. Let's think of it this way. I built the wall over the borderline. Until you pay me, it's all my wall, right?
Okay.
Doesn't Kenya Chatzar need Das Mach then? Okay. But I hear the Taina. Okay. Anyway, what's Yoni saying? Yoni's saying that in the first case, I mean, hold it, even if you have Dama Das Mach, then don't need Das Kone. I understand. Remember, these two pieces are different. They're not different. In this case, I want to pay. In this case, I don't want to pay. Then that wouldn't be different in any cases. It's where both cases, the guy doesn't want to pay, right? Both cases, the Nikah says, I refuse to give you a penny. I'm not paying for anything. You're an idiot. And in this case, Bezdin tells him pay half. In this case, Bezdin tells him, pay a little. Both cases, what does he say? He says, I don't want your stupid wall, right? Meaning, He's not saying, I want half of the wall to belong to me and not pay for it. No, that's a ridiculous thing to say. He's saying, I don't want your stupid wall and I refuse to pay. So there's no opinion, right? He says, I don't want your stupid wall and I refuse to pay. It's only when he pays he gets half of the wall.
Is purchasing it or paying back from the...
You can't make it on the wall against as well.
So I don't understand how it's not two stages.
So either way, it's two stages. So what's the difference?
When it's shared.
Yeah, that's also true.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't know how it works, but then the market is giving him half the wall.
Here also he's giving him half the wall.
No. It's not on his land.
But it doesn't matter. There's no Das Kone. Then what difference does it make if it's on his land?
Yeah.
Okay. You might be right. That's why I'm pressing you. I'm just not sure how to look at it. I have a different way to look at it. It's not true.
There's only a different reason. When the guy holds the wall on this other person's land, he's the builder is being Nana, and he's going to build on his being plus. I'm not saying that he's saying that.
The guy's losing his land.
So
you should know that if he goes to Rabban, it's the opposite. I don't have to buy the cap early, for sure I have to pay you. What right did I have to ruin your land?
Right.
Okay, then that's obviously not going to help around. But the wrong way.
Well, meaning unless you said that, you know, without a Das Kone or a Das Mach, but for some reason, this wasn't involved.
Because you lost something. Okay, I hear. I want to say this very, very posh. Just take it back to our cut here is why you have to pay. Again, I cheated a little because I rewrote the Ravid in my own words. But I think what's the Ravid saying? The Ravid's saying that I understand he did a different type of building. He built it here instead of building it there, but the result is better for you. That's what the Ravid is saying. It's better for you to have Bayes than Aleph. If it's better for you, then why do you have to pay less? The Ravid's looking at it as Zenenev Zechasser. He's looking at Mitzad Zenenev. Mitzad Zenenev Zechasser, the more Hanah you get, the more you should pay. Shouldn't be the more Hanah you get, the less you pay. Right? Zenenev Zechasser. Either way, the Chisar is the same. I spent the same amount of money. But if there's more Hanah, you should pay more, not less. I think Mitzad Zenenev Zechasser, the Ravid's right. But I don't want to raise this forward. If it's mitzad, then the Rav is right. Bayes is even more chayav than Aleph. should at least pay up the same amount. But the Rambam is not mitzatzin and it's a chaser. That's not where the Rambam's coming from. Maybe he thinks Chiyav Rav, who paid a davar mu'at, thought that. But that's not what he thinks Rahuna thinks. Right? The Rambam is, and here you could take it in two ways. The Abiezri here says, Rav Shach, he must be Masifta, no? No? I'm sure he's probably in a different page. Says the Abiezri of Shach here, he says, but we did Hilchas Shchein, it's a different story. After all, what's the point of Hilchas Shchein? The point of Hilchas Shchein is that there are certain joint needs. We do them jointly, and we bear the cost jointly. The whole point of Hilchas Shchein is that we join together in this project. I build it half on my land, half on your land. That the derek of Hilchas Shchein is that I have to build it half on your land, half on my land. Show that it's being done jointly as an expression of our partnership. If I build it all on my land, then what I'm doing is I'm doing my own business, but I want to charge you for the benefits. I'm my own business, I want to charge you because it benefits you. Of course I can charge you double more to say that it's a husband make hard result. I can deteriorate that say the number move. Yeah, but then that is how you pay the miyot of the hana. If I built on both of our lands, I would be building it as an expression of our shechinos, as an expression of our togetherness. As an expression of togetherness, you're chayim v'din hilchos shechinim, and he says, the obvious is, and that's why we're back to Hezekiah. Right? And he says, din Hezekiah. Says, what's din Hezekiah? The obvious says, he says the same thing by the Dovi as the Ramosha Shmuel Shapiro in that footnote, makes it maybe not healing. He says, what's Hezekiah building the wall? It's not mamish din mazik. No, it's a din of shechinim that they're chayiv to chip in for a wall. If I build it on our borderline, that's an expression of shechinus. If I build it all on my property, that's an expression of my own business. If I want to charge you, then I'm charging you. Charging you is only davar mu'at. That's what he says. The Abiezri makes a perfect sense. But mitzad shechinus, then, says the Abiezri, aleph is a binyan of shechinus.
But Rebbe, I mean, a better shechinus in terms of the world.
That's what the Abi Ezri says. And hold on, Chaim is not going to let me go till not going to let me start today's shir until I tell you the Granat. What does the Granat say? Right, the Granat's in there. You should know it's also in the Granat. Says the Granat. He says no. What's the difference? Because it was very pashut. Remember, Yorin the Tov Stei Chaveru with the Tov Shel Over Shus. Now, there's some Rishonim who do fancy footwork to explain how, even if I don't go into your field, I can be considered working on your field. Right? Maybe even if I build the outside walls, that's considered working on your field. That improves your field. But that's fancy footwork. Pashut shot is, when is it you're the Tov Chaveru or the Tov Shel Over Shus? You're the Tov Stei Chaveru. When I go to your real estate, when I go to your karka and I build there, then I'm you're the Tov Stei Chaveru and the Tov Shel Over Shus. And when I work on your karka, then I have to pay. Maybe because I'm considered to be your poel, because I'm working on your karka, shlichus. Maybe because when I put it on your karka, I have changed your karka, and my money's attached to your karka, and therefore I form a claim. And this is the number one game line. My money's already your karka. Not that a kinyan has been done, but my stones are already attached to your karka. And now I have a claim on you that your karka now has swallowed up my stones. Right? That's Yorin, but it's only Yorin to Stei Chaveru. I'm going to Stei Chaveru. If I stay on my own side, then I wasn't Yorin to Stei Chaveru. That's not Bab Mitzvah in the Kofal. If I stay on my own Karka, that's just Bab Kamed Dav Chav. I did something and it was Mahana you. If I did something Mahana you, then I will pay Dover Mua. So, but Mitzad, Yorin, then it makes a lot of sense. Aleph is literally Yorin. The Tov Stei Chaveru. It's not a Stei Chaveru, it's a Korbas Chaveru. What's the difference? As we're in Bavitsi, it has Yorat Tov Korbas Chaveru, but not Shul Shus. Lo Yorat, the Tov Korbas.
Rabbi Rav Shach doesn't make any sense, really.
Says the Granat. Give me a second. Says the Granat. Says the Granat. Nah, I know a lot of people with the ears have thought that. Says the Granat, no, this case is your Tov Stei Chaveru. This case, I am working on your land. Okay, he says it a few different words. I don't know if that's how they quote it there. He says, I'm working. If I'm working on your land, I'm attacking you. Don't stay on the road. But if I work on my own land and just behind you, yes, I could say, and now pay me for half the stones you acquired there. But then I didn't work on your land. You can't say I was doing your work. You can't say I was changing your property. No. I worked on my own land and I'm behind you. Now I want to force you to buy half the wall for me? I can't force you to buy half the wall. I can't force you to buy half the wall for me. Then it just be the nene greda, and nene greda only pays a double mu. So I think about folks around right, it really depends on the hakira you started with. If you look at it, then it's that chaser, then the right makes sense. Is he nene more? Man, I'm not having nene more, pay less. But if you look at your time stay chaver, did he go to stay chaver, or did he go to his son there? And you look at his shchinos, did he build kifi takanas chazal of shchinim? Or did he build davka in a way that's not takanas chazal of shchinim, and then try to charge him afterwards? And that just ends up with one more tzvedinim in the Rambam. What are we now saying in the Rambam, and I think this is pretty micro, is remember there's Dover Muat, is Makom Shnehem, you pay Lefi Masha Gadar. In Karka Shavo, you only pay Dover Muat. What's the difference? As we said, because Karka Shavo is Zenene Vizechaser. But if you build a Makom Shnehem, that's Shvinim, or Yorid Bechuli, depending if you ask or not, if you ask the Abiyaz, or again, whenever I quote anyone from the 20th century, I'm not invoking their authority. Yeah, I'm just quoting them. I'm just quoting them, maybe go a little open. The authority, the svara. And I think it's a good, I think it's a good svara. Dobie, and then Joel.
Could one ask, like, the Ra'ah, and then just to say it's only Matar Zik, and you can't force it to accept the Matar?
No, because the Banamatani is paying full price.
Never, as in the Mar says, Iba Mecher, Loba Ina, Hashtag Hinton.
Yeah, he says, if you want to sell it to me, I don't want to pay. I can't afford the price. And if you want to give it to me for free, I won't take it to Kana. But over here.
Well, you can't afford the price. You can't. It must be there's a shite, because I don't accept my ton of the land. I can't afford the price. I'm going to me. I don't accept the fact that you're giving your land to me. I want to pay full price.
I mean, he wasn't talking about. That's interesting. I did not read him that way. I still don't read him that way. Really? Okay. I let's debate that afterwards. I hear what you're saying. I have to think about it. It's something I haven't thought about before. I don't think I agree, but I want to be open-minded. And now I don't have time to be open-minded. Okay, Joel, and then we have a lot to do.
I just didn't understand Rav Shach, because if the Makif builds the wall in his territory, he's still allowing the Nikaf to use it, so it's even better Shechinut than building it in his own territory. Where do we get that? We don't have it.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying, well, this is super Shechinut. This is not Shechinut. You're saying just because he didn't do it jointly doesn't mean he wasn't doing it jointly. It just meant he was doing it jointly with the Tor Mishalo. What Rav Shach might say back is either there's a certain Takana Chazal how you have to do it, and once you're not doing that, that's Takana Chazal. That's not the expression of the relationship Chazal wanted to have with our Shechinim.
It sounds like he's holding like the Bala Mor, that if they don't do it with agreement, it's not done.
Okay, so let's leave that. That's our hand for now.
In the case of the roots that were pressure should have rabbin from each other at the beginning of the year. If there's no should have rabbin between people, then we're worried about Hezekiah on the roots. Like over here, there's still shchinim. I'm just trying to support what I don't know who was speaking, but they're still neighbors, and it's hard to take away what they do, like right next
to you. You're saying, why doesn't that mean did help for Shechinim just because one guy built it on his property?
Right. Meaning
it's still the bordering of budding property. Okay, so maybe I have to go back and look at his Lashon. I don't know if he was being very yeshivish, saying, no, because Chazal told Shechinim to build a Makom Shnehem. When he didn't do that, when he's not following Chazal's model of Shechinim, or he's just saying, no, to do something, to show, how do you know when you're doing something for yourself or for the cooperative? You have to show your mindset how you're doing it. If I do it all in my own business, in my own property, then I'm not considered doing it for the cooperative. So I'm doing it in a way that's not expressing our shechinus. I have to express our shechinus in the mindset.
That's the Balabar, though.
Okay.
That's,
so they asked that. I mean, you're showing that the genus can cooperate play by the devaluing property.
Devaluing my property, you mean? If I do this right.
No,
it's interesting.
Okay.
It's interesting that in the Pirusha Mishnah, the Rama learns the Mishnah completely differently.
How does he learn it completely different?
He learns like one of the Pirushim of the Rimi Gush.
In the Pirushim HaMishnah, the Rambam says, Masha Amar of Yossi, etc. Okay, so
it's the second half. He learns it on the end. Inyan
Avyogol, Sheyirek Hamahotzi, Vishalam Achetzi, Shari Koko. And where does he say anything?
It all deals with the outer wall, the wall between the Maki from Shusarab.
The Inyan Avyogol. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that difference is that Lashon is so different, because in Hilchos Shchinin, the Rambam, doesn't he also say?
Deals with the
Ikumah. Harei Kurbasel Psukul Rishus Harabim?
No. Yeah, that's the fourth side. That's the fourth side.
The fourth side. And here also, he's only talking about the fourth side.
Binyam Zeino Mitzad Rishus Harabim.
Say that again?
Binyam Zeino Mitzad Rishus Harabim, because much lo nimne saruach harviyis enu chayit klub. I'm reading for Rav Kappa.
No, it's here also. I see. Correct. Meaning you're right. In the Paris of Shnais, he must have, Lechori, he must have changed his mind radically between the Paris of Shnais and the Mishnah Torah. That's true. Which makes sense that the Paris of Shnais would match the Rimi Gash, because that's what he learned in his Yosef Yankasa. And then he grew up and changed his mind. I mean, not that he wasn't grown up. But yeah, okay. I have nothing else to say about that. Okay, let's try to see what we can top of the last story. Runya Zavan Ara Mitzvah Ravina. He bought land on Ravina's border. Sav Ravina Lasluke Dina Dvar Mitzvah. Ravina thought he'd get rid of him. What's the Dina Dvar Mitzvah? Dina Dvar Mitzvah means, if you think about it, right, someone's selling a field next to my field. I want to buy it and Leo wants to buy it. I want to buy it because it's next to my field. Leo wants to buy it, Stam. Who wins? I win. Why? As I'll say, Yosisa Yashar Tov, because if I have two fields next to each other, it's really valuable. You know, it's like in real estate, you want to expand to the apartment next door or flatbush to the house next door. The two fields next to each other are worth 100 times two fields in separate places, so that I can work them together. So Leo is not getting any special benefit. He can buy a field anywhere. I need the field next door. I win. Not only that, even if Leo buys it and sneaks and buys it without telling me, I have the right to take it from him and refund his money. And consider him to be my shliach and buying it. That's the end of our mitzvah. So Ravina wants to get rid of Runya. Apparently, there's a lot of tension between the two of them. I'm a leader, Safra Breed, Rav Yeva, Ravina, or some people have Rav Sama, doesn't make a difference. Army Inchi, Arbala, Tzala, Arbala, Tzlala. But people say four for the Tzala, four for the Tzlala, which are words that have something to do with letter. Okay, this is a very, obviously, they didn't write this as a mysterious passage. They knew exactly what they meant, and everyone knew Arbala, Tzala was just a bit gone in their days. Okay, we lost that cultural literacy, and we have no idea what they meant or what the actual taina was, or for that matter, what the case was. Mm-hmm. So we have a whole bunch of different shatim. Obviously, the ikar machlokas here is not what the words arbal tala, arbal tzfala mean. That's just the tafla that fits in. The ikar is halachically, what are the claims of the two sides, and why is one side wrong, right? So how many different shatim do we have about halachically what was going on here? Depends how far and wide you look. On the course that I gave you, I think only five. And the truth is, even if you look at all the other Rishonim, I think it's just variations of those. I don't think it's a new shot. I wouldn't have not given you all the shots. One is Rashi. Okay, here we have a Gersa problem. Remember how there's lots of Tosefes is in our Rashi? Yeah. All the Rishonim, anyone notice? All the Rishonim say, Rashi here gave X different pigrushim. Two. Everyone knows Rashi gave two pigrushim. Our Rashi has three pigrushim. Okay, the question is, which is the added pigrush and which is not? So the in the source of Shas, he quotes the Marshal that, you know, pretty reasonably, the third one is the added pigrush, so the first two were originally there, but it's not so clear. Could very well be the first and third were there, and then someone stopped in the second. So we'll call three Pshatim and Rashi. We're not doing the mechkar here as to what was Rashi and what wasn't. You know, that doesn't affect our life so much. So Rashi's first and second pshat. And what was the taina? Meaning, Ravina was a matron, was the bar mitzvah. What was the taina of Runya? Right? What was Runya's taina? After all, we know Ravina's taina. Dina bar mitzvah. It's a din in shas. What was Runya's taina?
So what's the first pshat, which is Rashi, pshat one, pshat two, the Rimi Dash, the Yad Rama, and many others. What was his taina? What was Runya's taina? Just go more basic. Pretend I don't know anything. Why should Runya win if Ravina is the bar mitzvah?
Because
Runya is poor. He's a poor and he needs it more. Exactly. Right? Ani, the dochel klal. Right? It's an ani. He's stuck. He needs it more than Ravina. Even though it's useful to have one next to you, but that's if they're both rich, they're both poor. Here, there's another factor. He's poor. Okay. What does Rabbi Tam's objection to this?
Yeah.
Right, what's his phrase?
This is
Dini Mominos. In Dini Mominos, you can't just be Merachim. So here's the question. Rabbi Tam asks, Ein Merachamin Badin. Okay, what's Rashi's third shot? Which according to Marshall is one that's not doesn't really belong in Rashi. What was Runya's taina for the third shot? What was the taina of the third shot?
Like a leap.
Exactly, he was a leap. You play checkers, I see. He was a leap bar mitzvah, meaning, and this is nice, it ties it in. I mean, no question, what's it doing here? It's not really a good question. Anyone who's learned any Talmud Bavli knows the answer. What it's doing here is because it's about Ravina and Runya. That's a good enough explanation the way Shatz works. But it's nice to have an even better explanation. So that it's all about the checkerboard, right? Meaning Ravina was on four sides of Runya. So think about it. If something was next to Ravina, then it was just a checkerboard away from here's Ravina, here's Runya, and here's the field. Yes, it's next to Ravina, but it's also next to Runya, just leaping over. So that was his taina. His taina was he is also a bar mitzvah, you know, leaping over one field. And then it's an interesting question. What about a bar mitzvah who's, and he has the same advantages? Because a bar mitzvah leaning over one field can farm and guard both fields at once, just like if they're next to each other. That's what they said. Bar mitzvah is only someone who's next to, or even someone who's next to. Okay. What do you want? Let's just see how Tzala and Tzlala ties in. How does Tzala and Tzlala ties in here? Tie in here. So what does Tzala and Tzlala mean? I was so convinced that we'd be in the middle of Praticha Betoch Zman. I was so convinced. We're not even finished Ravina and Runya. I'm not going to be able to look at Ray Miller until he goes, it's good things going to America's. Rabosai, we'll have to pick up with this. Take a picture, you'll send it to me, but I'm not going to want you to over, so we'll have to pick up this administration Thursday, but I have one scheduling problem, which is I'm going to America for the Chag HaSmichah Sunday. Which means that I won't be in Shir on Monday because it takes a day to fly back. There's a time zone difference. But I don't want to miss a Shir. So I think the most logical way to solve that problem would be just delaying Monday Shir until Tuesday 9 o'clock, which is only delaying it by an hour and a half. I'll be this day at Sidre FOL, right? Monday 11:30, I have an hour and a half. What? Yeah, I'm sure somebody can switch this hub with me also.
Okay.
I'm sure he'd be flexible. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking next week. Okay. Anyway, so next, I apologize to those who have something else scheduled on Tuesdays. But the other option is skipping the shear, and then you also would have missed the shear.
Maybe zoom from there.
No, I'll be on the plane. I can't zoom from the plane.
Anyway.
Anyway,
we'll pay for the Wi-Fi.
No, that's not. You know, it's not a serious nefesh. Trust me, you don't want the shear on Zoom from the plane. Anyway, Kitzer, next Monday shear is postponed from 11:30 a.m. Monday to 9 a.m. Tuesday. Otherwise, our schedule is as usual. Anyone who has any packages they need brought from America, please do not acknowledge that you heard my plans. Anyone who's anything that he brought from America, you should know they canceled the Chag HaSmicha. I'm not flying in the end, so don't worry about it. Otherwise, Thursday shiur will be normal, and Monday shiur will be postponed to Tuesday 9 o'clock. If anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask. And we have very good schmack stuff coming up. Yeah.